you got a case that you're beaten to pieces by using the full panorama of 8D. You got a case that has probably all the problems incident to the physical universe. Now, an individual can make more postulates and believe more things than will ever be found in this universe. But what's wrong with this guy is he believes only what's found in this universe, which, believe me, that's really reduced his perimeter of vision. And I have a great surprise for you. It isn't space so much, and it isn't havingness. It's the manifestations of these things that really get the case, the consideration, the feeling incident to these things. Why is this guy stuck in his head? Because he believes he ought to stand by bodies and all that sort of thing? No, the answer is gravity. Gravity. This person is afraid of gravity. You cleared up a lot of considerations when we've gotten this far on the route, see? You cleared up a lot of considerations with this case, one way or the other, but the consideration which you have to clear up on the effort part of the 6 to no scale, which is 8E, 8DE, rather, is gravity, and that's the first thing where you find out on the step 4, gravity. Where would the preclear be safe from gravity? Now, I won't tell you to take that to heart. If you run into very many cases that are in this category, they'll take it to stomach. Right into the pit of the stomach. Listen, you're going to run into case after case that wishes he could hold his own. He just feels he's getting worse and worse. You know, if he could just get something so he could hold his own, he'd feel happier about the whole thing. What's the matter with him? He's in a falling engram. He's worried about the fact that he's going down and there's evidently no bottom to hit. Now get that. There's no bottom. He's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. He knows this. And he knows the longer he stays in the messed universe, the worse he's going to get. And that there's really no great remedy for this, and there's really no way out. Why? Because, brother, when you start falling, you just keep on falling until you hit. And that's distasteful, too. The fellow doesn't dare reach bottom. How many preclears have had falling dreams when a child? Well, that preclear later on will wind up with this computation, you can just count on it, that it's liable to get worse and worse, and it'll never end. And he can't reach bottom. The very funny part of this is you could simply ask him where bottoms would be safe, and you think I'm just being facetious now, and by George, this will clear up. Just where are bottoms safe? Where would bottoms find him safe? Oh, well, we get into spankings and we get into all sorts of things, but boy, he'll sure get into falling in a hurry. Well, you know, it's after about the third bounce when you've done a deep fall, you know, a very steep, long fall. It's only about the third bounce that finds the fellow safe. That first bounce, that's real bad. And here we get into the whole problem of, quote, after the impact. After the impact was over, is safe. So that we never really find an impact as safe, we always find the preclear searching for the point after the impact, which is after the point when the pain hit. So let's look at this more anatomically. Let's find out the individual, when he hit the wall, really didn't hurt. He didn't feel the pain or sensation till he came off of the wall. And then he didn't really get comfortable, you see. So the dangerous point was really after the hit. After the impact, and the only safe point would be at the moment when he got well from that having bounced. Now, the way this says to him reactively is bouncing off of something hurts. Hitting and holding to it doesn't hurt. He'll find him holding on to impacts, right in the middle of impacts, because that doesn't hurt. It's only when you let go that it hurts. And you're sitting there working and slaving as an auditor and spitting your teeth out practically over this case. And what do we discover? We discover that this case has the concept that if he ever let go of the impacts he's holding on to, it would hurt like the devil. Now, let's get gravity into this and find out that the heaviest impacts individuals have ever received have been as a result of two things. One, explosions, and two, gravity. As far as explosions are concerned, they have a tendency to work out in terms of gravity. An individual can exteriorize. Even if he is messed up with an explosion, where he won't be able to exteriorize when he's messed up with gravity. So you could ask people where explosions are safe just to clear up the other part of this as part of E, 8DE. But the point is, it's where's the bottom safe? Where is the impact safe? And where is it gravity safe? Now, in the process of falling through empty space, an individual conceives an enormous disgust and distaste for empty space, believe me. He didn't want anything to do with it because he's falling through space, and this fallingness is presaging the fact that in a very few seconds his havingness is going to be zero. Now, his havingness is going to go zero, and this is presaged by the fact that he is falling through empty space, which contains the sensation sick at your stomach. So his computation later in life, when he feels he's going to lose something, he gets sick at his stomach. He's dramatizing a falling engram. You see that? His havingness is going to be zero after the bounce. And he's not going to have a body anymore. He's not going to have a mass. And his problem is essentially, simply, a problem of waiting for the bump. There was a little cartoon in World War I, a fellow by the name of, I think his name was Bairnsfeather. He used to draw a lot of very comical cartoons in World War I, a Britisher. And he drew this one where the pilot is falling out of his airplane. The airplane has been all blown up, and he's falling free through space, and he has the altimeter in his hand. And he's falling, and he's looking at this altimeter, and he's saying, well, 3,000 feet more, and then the bump. The guy is saying, it was a British pilot. Keep calm. And he had another cartoon that's on the opposite page, sir. I might as well mention in passing. The idiocy of this whole thing is very represented in this other cartoon. This fellow's falling free from another airplane, which is just blown up, and there's a monkey wrench has just gone by, and he's looking at this monkey wrench in great tension. He said, you know, that thing almost hit me. They didn't have parachutes in those days. Well, while your preclear is worrying about his loss of havingness in the future, you see, and so forth, he'll get this fall-through-space terror at the pit of the stomach. This empty feeling, this loss feeling, pit of the stomach and so on. It all adds in, and if you want to compute it through, you would get a very interesting computation. But the point is that people get sick at their stomach when they're falling, and they're afraid of hitting. Now, this is your preclear whose case is deteriorating, whose life is deteriorating, whose whole spiral is deteriorating more and more and more, and he knows it. He knows it's going to only get worse. It can never get any better. This he's very certain of. He's simply waiting for the bounce. 3,000 feet more, he's saying, and then the bounce. Only the bounce never arrives. So you just find bottom for him. You find out where it would be safe to hit. Now, you know the mechanisms of it, and it's going to translate through to the preclear in various ways, very many ways. But don't be surprised if you get a bit of terror turning on as you run, where would it be safe to hit? All right, now give me some places where gravity would be safe. It would be safe to have gravity, or some places where you could be safe from gravity. And that is an excellent command for this, a place where you'd be safe from gravity, because that sometimes is where he's sitting, which is the exact balance spot between the sun, moon, and earth. He is terrified of gravity.
He's stuck in his head, and he feels sure that he's going to sag through into his stomach. And then he'll probably go out his feet and go out into the center of the earth. You want to know how basic this is in the society? This is all that permits people to be frightened of going to hell. That's all there is. Just gravity. Fellow feels he's going to bust through the crust and wind up in the molten core of earth. He knows this kind of instinctively, and so he becomes terrified of gravity, and it's very, very easy to sell him pie or anything else in the sky. The easiest thing to sell him in the sky would be a seat. So we have God's throne and other manifestations. He can be sold a seat in the sky any day of the week. All the way down, he's trying to put up enough mock-ups to make it solid enough for him to land on them instead of what's below. Now, crashes into black planets with spaceships are very usually in suspension. They're funny, however. They appear to be on a vertical line. You see, we're in the spaceship, and you were coming in at the planet. So therefore, what was up was above your head, and what is down to that planet or dark star would be in front of your face. So you have head-on falling engrams, such as going right into a black star. That is very terrifying to a spaceman, to such a degree that it completely overwhelms him. And when you run it, you will find he desires black stars. He's just inverted on it. You can ask somebody who is relatively fair shape just to spot all the spots where he's crashed into black planets. And then have him remedy the havingness of black planets and all the spots he's crashed into them and remedy the havingness on them and go round and round, you'll probably turn on more Vizio than he ever knew existed. Now, there's many a preclear who gets out of his head and snaps back in. This is the yo-yo effect. He is dramatizing gravity. The body is dramatizing gravity. The reason a preclear cannot lift his body off of the couch is gravity. Naturally. But gravity is a consideration. A consideration. People have a certain envy of snakes. Believe me, they've hit bottom. They've really hit end of cycle. Remember now that non-exteriorization is easiest handled by remedying all fear of falling and all fear of the stick-to-ivity of MEST objects. MEST has one motto, which is stick together. And they're stuck to it. All right, you can remedy one heck of a lot in a case with 8DE by remedying nothing but gravity. Now, you have to get a little fancy about it sometimes. Where would you be safe from gravity? And he says, huh? Well, you'd better define your auditing command and say, well, where would it be safe to fall? That's just another way of running it, see? And he'd say, oh, on a feathered bed, spot one. Onto this, onto that, in a fireman's net, here, there, someplace, safe to fall. Of course, the truth of the matter is it's safe for a Thetan to fall any place. Honest, he can fall anywhere. If his heaviness is down to zero, the effect that gravity can have on him is zero. Gravity is a consideration, but much worse than this, it can be remedied as a consideration to such a degree, this is terrible to tell you this, to such a degree that a body doesn't experience it. But you'd have to remedy the body's fear of gravity before it would easily levitate. Many ways of doing this. Where is a person safe from gravity? Of course, in the center of the earth. Gravity's going in all directions. Possibly Earth is just a Thetan who is so scared of gravity, he's creating it. Could be, is it? Doesn't have to be, but could be. Certainly, with all the hellfire and damnation talk, there have been a few slipped down to the center of Earth. You get down there, you'll have to find it populated. All right, now you could, and if it was necessary to do so, carry on such drills as this. Where would space be safe? Where would material objects be safe? Where would this be safe and that be safe in terms of just matter, energy, space, and time? You could say, where would clocks be safe? Where would it be safe to take a long breath with nothing pushing you? See, that would be time. Most people are rush, 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 crowd, 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 crowd. And by the way, I'll just give you in passing here a very, very quick definition on the subject of time. It may be that the total creation of time and the total
modus operandi of time is simply your refusal to have viewpoints. You see, if you refuse to have the viewpoint which you just had, you'd get a new viewpoint, wouldn't you? And if you refuse to have this viewpoint which you just have, then you'd have a new viewpoint, wouldn't you? And so you'd get pocket to pocket to pocket to pocket all the way down the time track. And this would explain engrams going into restimulation, because the basic thing in each experience is, I don't want this viewpoint anymore. Maybe when a person is tolerant of all viewpoints, as I talked to you about the other day, maybe when a person at last is tolerant of all viewpoints, maybe time will do anything he wants it to do. Maybe. All right. So time could be said to be an intolerance of viewpoints which you've just had, and you would get the tick of the clock, just as sure as shooting. All right. All that would come under various headings, but they would be 8E. So step four in 8E is... 8DE is to remedy an individual's fear of the physical universe in terms of gravity and effort and space and time. It could be a long and complicated process, couldn't it? And yet there are only two parts of it that are important. One is gravity, this time for the purpose of exteriorization. And the other one is effort itself. So we've got an A and a B for step four of 8DE. Remember that although we're treating the physical universe, we're also treating effort, and that is the name of that band at that point. So let's hit that point right there with this one. Where would a working man be safe? Where would a working woman be safe? Where would working men find Thetans safe, and where would working women find Thetans safe? That's the rest of the step. Gravity, working men, working women. And its purity, that is your step. And now let's go into SOP 8DF, which is just a new spoke of the wheel. We've already handled E. All right, now F is emotion. And so it has several parts. Where is apathy safe? Where is grief safe? Where is fear safe? Where is anger safe? Where is antagonism safe? Where is boredom safe? And where is enthusiasm safe? And where is courage, enjoyment, and serenity safe? That would be reductio ad absurdum. This would be the knee plus ultra of this step, wouldn't it? I mean, you develop that step, it would simply be the tone scale backwards. Where is each one safe, and where would each one find you safe? But really, there's only one of them that's very important for the purposes of the auditor, and that's terror. Where does terror find you safe? Where do you find terror safe? And that is the step of 8DF. Total step. But you, of course, are very much at liberty to vary that if you see the individual is definitely in grief. Where is grief safe? But the key one, and the one you got to hit, if you're running this wheel all the way around, the only one you really hit to amount to anything is terror. Well, you will take the rest of the falling engram off. See? You will do the rest of the falling engram, because there was terror in it. Now, you've loosened up this case on fear, on terror, already by running out gravity safe somewhat, and you probably got him gorgeously restimulated on terror, so you just flip over onto it. Now, the funny part of it is he may be in apathy, more apathy than terror. This is to your judgment, but remember that you've got to clean up terror on the case. So you could run some other emotions, but you've got to clean up terror. Of course, what's really holding him up against and in things is anger and hate. Tell you the honest truth of the matter, but just as far as this step is concerned, we're going to run the terror off the case. We already got it started with falling. Let's finish it up with 8F and go on immediately to the next step up the line, which is G. And that is, where would viewpoints be safe? Where would viewpoints find you safe?
Now, just add to that one, just remembering that one as a neat little modus operandi, that the whole sex to no scale is being used to make space one way or the other. Remember this. The body is trying to make space in the most peculiar and numerous ways imaginable. People are trying to make space with excreta. According to Freud, this was very aberrative, and it's true. They try to make space with this. They try to make space with that. They try to make space with words. All kinds of things. But you're mainly interested in viewpoints, and that is the command, which is run as G, where viewpoints say. Okay. And then we go, as the final one, right straight off the band. Oh, you could make that G very complicated, you know, or what's it safe to smell, and so on. Boy, could you really build that one into a full production. But the only thing you want there is viewpoints. And we get into the next one, and what do you know? We get into our first tolerable no-space exercise. We don't pay any attention to space for DH, 8DH. What's it safe to know? That's it. Of course, reverse to that's true. Is what is there safe known about you? What's it safe for people to know about you? What's it safe for your mother or father to know about you? Something on that order. But the basic command is what's it safe to know? Now that, up and down the line, is the wheel. And the only reason you own this wheel is because cases very often, too often, insist on hanging up on something like HC. You understand HC is quite rabid, does quite remarkable things, and then we find a case hanging up on it. Well, let's go into this case and let's butcher it and tear it to pieces. The first thing we would do is simply say, well, 8D, that's what we'll run. We'll just run some 8D and hope for the best. You know, we spring Mama's universe out, and by golly, you know, Mama's universe springs off of this case in about 45 minutes. Bing, and there went Papa's universe off the case. Bing, and there went Grandpa and Grandma and some aunts and uncles and so forth. Oh, heck, there's just nothing to this. You got this guy mopped up. But let's say it didn't happen that way. Then you'd better go in for a full wheel. So what's the gradient scale of tough cases? Here are processes which certainly address every side of them that you could imagine. Gradient scale of tough cases would find you, first, very competent, easily handling good old 8C. Just as itself, 8 steps. Running them then on a grand tour, chased them around, going up, you might say, into 8O. HC 8O would be your modus operandi. That'd be all there was to it. Very easy, routine, so forth. Yeah, but suppose that this case didn't work out after a few minutes of HC. You didn't get him exteriorized and so forth. Well, let's take some 8D. We just consider he's stuck in some other universe. He doesn't have a viewpoint of his own. Let's see if we can swap his universes. We run down, then, just 8D, just right according to it is, opening procedure of 8D, which locates some spots in space. Be 3 feet back of your head. Duplicate whatever you're looking at. Find a nothing. Duplicate it several times. Hold on to the two back corners of the room. Find some places where you're not. All right. Now take a hold of that electrode there. And let's see. Now, who have you known since birth? Well, he says, I've known Mama, and here we go. See? And we just take the deepest bop on this. We get a stuck. Why, of course, we free it up with a little straight wire and take some more assessment. Then we clear up the deepest diving universe there and go back up through 8D and come down to some more of it, finding out where it would be safe, what it would own. All right, so the guy didn't break up on this. Made him a little better, but boy, was it going to take you time as an auditor. Just resign yourself to the fact that it's going to take time to roll the case. Tell him so. You don't care whether he makes a postulate or not. He hasn't got any postulates to make anyhow. You just start in right then. You can go ahead then, run some more personnel for quite a while, take a lot of edge off of his case, and then DA, DB, DC, DD, DE, DF, DG, DH. You'll never get to D.H. I can just tell you that. You'll just never get there. He'll spring and become somebody for you to now use S-O-P-H-C on before you get to H. If the case is hanging up clear on through to E, he's just been so worried about gravity, he just can't let go, he's liable to fall, he's afraid, he just knows he's going to hit bottom, he'll never going to get well. The case that nothing is happening is sort of suspended in impact, but the case that it's never going to get well, he's just falling forever. He just is going to get worse and worse. Well, you'll solve that on the case, which is one of the principal things you run into in the really rough case. You'll solve these sexual connotations and so forth, but boy, you're in for a lot of hours of auditing on this case, so you might as well just make up your mind to put him in. I don't know faster processes, I'm sorry to tell you. But I'll tell you about them. Because it's just would be hope. I hope on the part of the auditor, well, we'll try this, we'll try that, we'll try something else. And after he got all through, how many elements would he have had to clean up in the case? He'd had to clean up the entire sex to no scale in some fashion or another when he finally got through. He would have cleaned these up, so why not do it in an orderly fashion? The case is going to be rough. He knows he's going to have to hit and clean up so many things on this case. Of course, it gets into an auditor's judgment to a slight degree. How long do you run each one of these things? Well, you run it until you get a rise in tone or a freer needle and go on to something else. Actually, you could run it quite rapidly if you wanted to. But you'd certainly better not start in on any kind of a universe and run it until the pre-clears in apathy. You run any kind of a universe you start in on until the pre-clears springs apart from that universe. If you start a universe, you'll get this spring apart mechanism. It is there. It does happen. It is worth waiting for, and it is worth auditing toward. You'll get your very stable advances on the part of this case. You'll go on getting advances on the part of this case. And those advances will be held. You actually don't give a darn, actually, in any reasonable number, up to 200 hours, how much time you would have to put on in a case if the case were just going on getting well. You were getting better, and you were getting better, and you were getting better and better. I won't say that you'd ever have to put in that many hours on a case. But an auditor would actually be perfectly content to audit maybe 200 hours on a case. The case just kept right on pulling up the grade. You see, the difference is an auditor auditing for maybe 100 hours on a case with no improvement. Oh, that would be a tough thing to take, wouldn't it? But you could audit 100 hours on a case if the case was just steadily improving. Well, on examination, it has been found that cases steadily improve on this system, which is 8C, 8D, and a wheel, and back to 8C again, and the advanced course procedure, which includes all these various drills, grand tours, which is, of course, really part of 8O.